The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing. Test your mic.
Test. But test why it. Do we do it now? Because it doesn't matter. We have a producer that already knows that the mic's working. Otherwise, he would say, hey, your mic's not working.
I still like to start off testing. 1, 2, testing. Oh. That's how I've done it for years. Why would I stop and do something different?
Right.
You know, people, they...
Because you don't need it anymore. People change and grow. Like, if you know...
No, people do something... You know, doing whatever. What's that saying? And expecting doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. You know,
that's a sign of
doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
Which is means you are
doing everything the same, and you're expecting like it to come out different. That's why I do this the same, testing.
I don't. But what are the results that you're expecting?
I don't expect any results because this is how it goes. This is what I've done.
Do you, like, is words just coming out? Like, what is happening? Nothing's making sense.
Well, whatever. You know what I'm saying.
No, I don't. Also, somebody wrote and said it was better when you guys weren't playing to camera.
We're not playing to camera. We're still.
Yeah, but you're looking. I could see you looking at yourself all the time on camera. You're staring at yourself like you're doing a podcast.
Well, this is how it was before, wasn't it? Oh, no.
No, we just talked to one another. We didn't play to the masses.
You know, I went to...
You okay?
Yeah, how do you want me to address that? I don't know. I'm looking into the... All right, no more looking into camera.
No, it's not about looking into camera. It's about...
I'm looking into the... It's connecting. They don't think we're connecting?
Before, we used to just argue like we didn't know people were listening, and now we're fully well. I think it's better because I like it because then we both pull back at certain times. You know, before we used to go back in the fucking old school days, man, we would let loose on this podcast.
First of all, old school days, we've only had a producer one other fucking week. So don't say old school like...
I don't mean the producer. I mean before we started filming.
Oh... Clarify.
I feel so bad for you because your brain is not working.
I feel bad for you because you don't fucking clarify. You don't clarify.
Well, I said playing to camera.
You said back in the olden days.
And back in the old days, we didn't play to camera. We just fought.
Sometimes
I would leave the room, remember? We didn't care.
I tried to get you on some of them to leave the house.
Oh, you're back. And he's back.
I try to get you to leave town.
Okay, yeah, you do. I try to get you to get greedy.
I try to get you to go out of state.
How about back out of the country? But back home, back to Canada.
Let me finish.
Okay.
I was trying to get you to go to Canada. I don't know what the fuck. I have a headache again a little. I don't know if it's this cat. It comes and goes.
Well, I know people are excited to hear about it.
I mean, I went to Florida. My allergies down there. Holy fuck, the pollen was out of control. Sniffling, runny nose. You know, I thought I was fucking dying. And everybody said, oh, it's allergies.
Stop doing that. Everybody said, fucking smash you in the face. Okay.
Everybody said it was allergies.
Stop picking your nails or I'm going to fucking cut your hands off, okay?
Thank you. What are you going to cut my hands off with?
I don't know. I'll grab some.
Well, I'm going to get the power saw.
I'll break this. I don't know why we have it.
A magnifying glass?
Look at shit on your dick.
It's to find you're funny.
Oh, we both had a little slam and one another right there.
And now, like, light headaches again. What the fuck is going on in my head? If it doesn't stop within the next 5 years, I'm going to go get a CAT scan, MRI. I've had an MRI on my head before once.
And what? They said nothing can go wrong because there's nothing in it?
Whoa.
Gotcha.
So Florida, I was in Florida. I worked side splitters. It was great, a lot of fun. Calta lent me his car. You can't get a car rental anywhere. If comics are listening to this and they're traveling, or see, whenever I go on the road, I always rent a car. I don't want to be at the mercy of some local MC whose car looks like hell, you know, lives out of it, dirty. You know, I don't like to be at the mercy. But I can't rent cars now for 3 days for over $500. It doesn't make sense. You know, I'm telling you, the last two places, Tampa, and this week I'm going to Kansas City, Missouri, the Comedy Club at Kansas City, they call it. The Comedy Club at Kansas City.
Stop what? It.
You better watch who you're hitting.
I told you.
You better watch who you're hitting. I'm not fucking around. I'll press charges.
Yeah, you will.
Whoa.
I mean, I want
yeah,
to know.
You will.
You're like, that's the kind of, you know, that's a tough guy that you are. You better watch it. Somebody hits you. I'm going to press charges.
So, you know, I'm not renting
you
a car.
Need therapy.
Oh, is that what your old boyfriend said when they were fighting on the front lawn?
Oh my God, you remembered that.
Don't use your fucking old boyfriend's fights in my podcast. Fucking dumb.
They're both fighting on my front lawn, but neither of them really wanted to fight. They kept just like yelling at each other, you need therapy and stuff. It was a little disappointing, to be honest.
No one's...
Okay, can I take this opportunity to just say, swallow your saliva? It's hard to listen. No, you're going like this into the mic.
Sorry. I fixed it.
It's not... We're not doing a mukbang over here. What?
The wall behind us is full of spackle and holes.
That's our brand, baby.
It's not our brand. It's just lazy. I wanted to paint the wall behind us green so we have a green screen. I got to go do some staining after this. You're dumb. I got to stain. I got to go get some primer. Stain this wood. Oh, my days. It's always work. It doesn't end. My head hurts. I got work around the house.
At least you're positive.
I have to leave tomorrow. I got to fly to Kansas City. I got to go, not even a direct flight. I got to go through D.C., then get on, then do it again, take off land. And then coming home Sunday, flight 6:30 a.m. Only flight. I waited too long. This one's my fault, semi-my fault. You know, I waited a little too long to book this flight. But when I got booked in this club, you know, it was much. Who knew if these clubs were going to last? So I didn't book any flights. Whatever.
Well, this is.
So let's get
terribly
started.
Terribly exciting.
You got nothing to say. Say, talk about something.
I would talk about something, but you jump in right away. You go, you have an agenda. You're like, I need to talk about Florida. I got a lot of boring shit about Florida. I got to talk about my headache. People love to know about my headache.
Let me tell you about this fucking...
Okay, see?
Then we'll go on. Okay, so before I go to Florida, this guy emails me, hey, I do daytime TV. You want to do an interview? I'm from your hometown. I do comedy, whatever.
Plainfield?
No, I mean my town now, Hillsboro. And so I ended up, and I said to him through email after we did the interview, you know, it was one of those morning, lady and a guy, and they ask you a question, whatever.
Over Zoom?
Yeah, NBC affiliate, whatever. Mm-hmm. So then.
And where does it air?
In Tampa area.
It's one of those. Oh, he's from Hillsboro originally.
But he lives in Tampa. He's
right.
And he said his father's a comic who worked with you. I don't remember. And so we did the interview, and then I talked about golf or something. Then I texted him, do you play golf? He said yes. So he set up golf for Saturday. And
can we pick up the pace in any way?
He gets there. It's like 10 shots a hole. He doesn't know how to play. He's real... It's horrible.
But why would he go?
And he said, why? I thought you said you play. He goes, who's going to pass up an opportunity to play golf with Rich Voss? I go, people that don't play golf would pass up that opportunity. Then he's asking me questions about comedy, and it was a fucking, I think, you know, it's very selfish. That's like me, my friend has a band, and they're playing out somewhere, and I go, yeah, I play bass, and I get up there, and I have no idea how to play bass.
And you bring a tuba. Cut right?
It's so stupid. But it was so accurate. The whole day was fucking ruined because he's hitting ground balls, 3 shots off the tee, 15 shots a hole.
And now you have a very tough time hiding any kind of...
Oh, I fucking go, what the fuck?
Were you mad at him the whole time?
It was horrible.
Were you like mean to him the whole time?
A lot. Not mean, but just sarcastic. You know, he goes, what do I do in comedy? What should I do? And you know...
Wait, he's a comedian? I thought he did like morning TV.
Yes, yeah, but he does stand up too. He's like, you know.
Ugh, she sounds horrific.
It was horrific. It was fucking horrific. My whole Saturday, I looked forward to playing golf, and I was playing a nice course. You know, $80.
But also, they know, like, if he's a fan of yours, he goes, like, when he's telling his wife or his friend or something, he's like, I don't play golf, but I'm going to go.
Well, he had clubs. But
okay,
he just,
I'm going to go play golf with Rich Voss. They know that you're a dick, right? They have to. That you're going to then be mean to them the entire time. Do they like that part of it, too?
I don't.
They're aware that that's going to happen.
He asked me about golf tips. I told him to take 3 lessons, then quit.
What does he do? Just laugh?
Oh, it's just so aggravating. They think you're just
being like Rich Voss.
I was fucking furious. My whole Saturday wasted on golf. You know, all the way in Tampa, I dragged my clubs to play with this fucking jamoke and the other 2 guys.
What's a jamoke?
I don't know. Some idiot or whatever. Dummy. Stupid.
But what language is it?
I don't know. Street.
Oh.
Maybe like Italian slang, maybe. I think so. So, want to do our new segment, get Bobby on speakerphone?
No. What? You talk to Bobby all the time. Raina and I joke that you guys are going to run away and get married.
Ew.
Be together. Everything Bobby does, you're like, we gotta. Bobby's doing this, we gotta do it. Going camping, we gotta go camping.
I never say that.
I don't want to say the other thing because I don't know if he puts it out there, but Bobby bought this, we gotta buy that.
I don't do anything Bobby does. I don't copy anything.
Oh my God. And then morning, noon, and night, I hear you whispering and giggling on the phone. And I go in your room, you and Bobby.
Yeah, he makes me laugh like you used to.
Wow. Does he suck your cock like I used to, too?
Yeah. No. Both of you don't anymore.
Nobody does.
Nobody does. I'm too... My head... I really just wish I was not in physical or mental pain so we can get back to a normal sex life.
Yeah. What if I'm just slowly poisoning you so I don't have to do it?
Well, that would be pretty dumb to admit it on the fucking podcast.
Well, then you admit it, then no one will believe that you actually did it. See what I'm saying?
No, that's...
It's like a red herring.
No, I don't even know what a red herring is. I've eaten herring. I've never seen
a red...
You've
never heard the term red herring?
No, I've heard it, but what does it mean?
It means like a clue that's to set you off in the wrong direction.
Why?
Like in movies and stuff, you know. It's like, oh, that guy did it. That guy did it. You know, they set it up so that you think that the wrong person did it, so that you're surprised at the end.
But what is a red herring? Is that a bird or a fish?
I mean, it's a fish, I think, but I don't know why it's called a red herring. I don't know linguistically where, you know.
Why are you drinking such old coffee?
Why don't you mind your business about my coffee?
Why don't you tell a story? Why don't you say you have topics? I already just did a bunch of topics.
Well, because Mother's Day is coming up.
Oh, so fuck. I got to get a present today before I leave town.
Wow.
What do you want today?
Well, you could get one in Kansas City.
What can I get? No, I can't. I don't have a car.
I'll tell you what I want.
You know, I get you presents all the time.
Why are you getting angry at me?
And then my present, what was one of my last presents? Like, I think she went in my room and took something out of my room and gave it back to me or something like that. Like I give you
sexual stuff.
No, you don't. Okay, go ahead. What do you want for Mother's Day?
Why are you so angry? I'm not your mom, so you don't have to get me anything.
What do you want from? Oh, you're right. I don't have to get you nothing. That's not my obligation, but right. I will, because you're a good mom. What do you want from Mother's
Day? But you should probably get Raina, help Raina get me some. I mean, I'm going to take her to the mall on Friday, but...
Well, first of all, she's pretty good at buying stuff online. She's been doing it nonstop.
Yeah, but that's come out of my... That's my account.
What do you want for Mother's Day?
I want you to use a plate when you eat a sandwich.
What do you want for
Mother's Day? I really want that.
Okay, but what do you want?
I've been asking for it. If people have been following the podcast, they know this is... years and years of asking you to use a plate. We've had huge blowout fights about it.
Why would you waste a plate when you're just eating a quick crumb sandwich?
Because you don't vacuum, I guess.
Yes, I do. Sometimes.
You don't walk around in bare feet, so you don't
know. Oh, I do. But what do you want for Mother's Day? Tell me.
I want you to use a plate.
That's not a gift, okay?
It is a gift. That's Canadian, the thing you don't understand.
That's a Canadian farmer's gift.
That'll mean every time I see you with a napkin, I don't know why, cutting stuff on a napkin. Like you won't use a cutting board.
It's not a napkin. It's a towel.
You just use a napkin for everything.
It's a bounty.
Okay. A paper towel.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry, in Canada we call them all napkins.
Oh, we're not in Canada. You're not in Canada.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Rich, do you want to get hit in the face again?
Again? When did you hit me in the face?
I will. Do you want me to?
No.
Okay, what? Then settle down with the fucking picking at your nails.
What do you want for Mother's Day? Hurry up. People are on the edge of their seats.
I don't want anything.
Come on.
There's nothing that you could get me. It's like I've already cashed in that part of my life. I've already been like, well, you'll never get what you want, so move on.
That's not true. I've gotten you a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but nothing that I want can
That's not true. I got you fucking those things, kettlebells.
Thank you.
Oh, they have kettlebells. Do you want different weights? I saw where they sell them. They sell them at Marshall's.
I'm good.
No, I got you, what, 30 pounds? I can get 25 and 15.
So. No, I don't need them.
Why not?
They're too little. I only use them for one thing. I like a 35, but 30's fine. I used them yesterday for my workout. You really only need one, but you got me two. It's perfect.
I thought you'd need two. I didn't know. I don't do kettlebells. Fucking stupid.
Okay. So what I want for Mother's Day is... And I told you this already. Do you remember what I told you I wanted?
What?
Why are you looking at your watch?
I have a Zoom meeting at 12.
I do too.
Well, aren't we just fucking...
No, but I want to be down here.
Go ahead. What were you saying now?
But you can't be up there because you're too loud. And Raina's doing school up there. What is wrong with you?
My head.
Every time I talk, you go,
No.
What do you want for Mother's Day?
Go ahead. You're exaggerating.
No, it's horrible to have a conversation
I'm sorry.
With you.
What do you want for Mother's Day?
Well, if you're too sick and your headache's too bad to have a podcast, then cancel this one and then cancel the next one. Because I guarantee you, your fucking stupid podcast that you're doing next with Bobby Kelly
I'm not doing
whatever,
a podcast. I'm doing a Zoom meeting.
Whatever, I'm sure you're not going to be like, my head, let's just get this over with.
No, I'm enjoying this.
You're not, I've told you this before, and you get so mad, but there's something in you that's like, anytime anybody wants to have fun, you just want piss all over
it. Are you crazy? I'm having fun.
That's why, like, on Mother's Day and birthdays and stuff, I just don't want to ask for
anything.
No, that's
not true.
I don't want to get my hopes up in any way, because you love to just...
I don't. Why do you make up these things in your head and then pass it out into the world like this?
Because it's true. We used to always have fights on Mother's Day or on my birthday until I stopped asking for or stopped like real. Because anytime somebody wants or needs,
that's
something
not true.
From
I'm
you,
a giver. I'm a giver, and you know it.
You give with the caveat of like, hey, I'm giving.
Oh, God.
I'm giving.
Don't yell.
I'm giving.
Don't change your voice. Don't.
I'm giving.
Can you please tell me what you want for Mother's
Day? I'm giving.
Can you please tell me what you want for Mother's Day?
A massage. I already told you that. From you. Look at his face. Look at his what? Face. It's like this.
I got that machine.
Then I said,
I got that machine.
No, I don't want a machine.
No, you know the thing.
I want you to act like my body's not made of worms. Okay, because whatever you touch me, you're like.
That's not true. That's not true.
Somebody sent me a thing the other day that was like, your husband's gay. It was an article.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. About me?
Yes, for Glamour magazine. They wrote an article that you're gay. Didn't tell you.
Any pictures?
They're, dear Bonnie McFarlane, your husband's gay. Stop.
I'm not doing anything.
You are. You're chewing your gum like you're...
Okay, besides a massage, what do you want from like the mall?
Okay, then the other thing I said that I wanted was 60 seconds of eye contact.
Yeah, all that stuff is easy, but what...
Why won't you do it then?
Yeah, I can do it now. We'll do it in segments.
No. Do a full minute right now of eye contact. See if you can. Why can't you do it?
I can do it.
You can.
I can.
The other night we tried to do it and you were like, this is stupid.
No, I did. Is that my voice? Is that what you...
This is dumb.
All right. I'm trying to do imitations.
I'm not trying to do imitations.
On this camera, my face looks nice and thin. I saw a guy in the audience. I go, how old are you? He goes, 64. He looked like an old... I go, I can't look that old. If you saw me walking down the street, oh, you go, that guy's in his 30s?
Yeah, 32.
No, like I look like I'm in my...
But with cancer.
I look like I'm in my, maybe early 40s, maybe? I don't know. I can't tell.
50. I would say 50.
No.
Who else loves summer but gets a little overwhelmed by all the plans? Daily Harvest helps me conquer the morning and kick off my day with intention through nourishing and delicious food, all delivered to your door. Daily Harvest is the easiest way to get your daily serving of sustainably sourced fruits and vegetables without the shopping, chopping, and post-cooking cleanup. Go to dailyharvest.com right now, enter promo code HARVEST, and get up to $65 off your first order. Their strawberry and peach smoothie or apple and cinnamon opal are the perfect addition to my morning routine. They also have tons of options for any time of day, like flatbreads, harvest bowls, and bites. We all deserve easy mornings. Let Daily Harvest give you one less thing to worry about. So don't wait. Order your meals now at dailyharvest.com. Enter promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off your first order. That's dailyharvest.com, promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off.
Maybe we look better on camera than in real
maybe
life.
Maybe I should shave my goatee.
No one says it like that. Goatee?
What do they say?
Goatee.
My goatee. I bet. See, if I shave
you
it...
You love looking at yourself on the camera.
I bet if I shave it, I'll look a lot younger. I'll probably look like I'm in my late 20s. No, I think I look... like 45. I don't know. You can't tell the transition in your face because you keep staring at it throughout your life, so you can't see the transition. I look at pictures when I was young. I don't look too much different, do I?
Yeah, a little.
Let me see. Yeah.
We all do. It's like inevitable.
What's inevitable?
What? Now you're going to look at pictures on a podcast?
Oh, I'm not on a podcast. I'll show you pictures.
We're not on a podcast? No. Oh, I thought we were doing a podcast right now. What do we do? What is this?
Huh?
Did you think that I was saying you're going to look at pictures of you on a podcast? Like that you're going to get a picture of you sitting...
On a podcast? Yeah.
Like a Joe Rogan's podcast or something?
Yeah.
No, I meant we're on a podcast and you're looking at pictures on your phone.
Okay. See, don't I look the same?
But see, why is that like... Okay, whatever.
I'm a cool looking dude in a cool...
Okay, come on, let's pick up the pace.
Let's see if I have one more.
What do you want to get me for Mother's Day? I don't want to belabor the point, but there's... I'm trying to get you off this looking at pictures of yourself. What don't you? Is this what you do at night? You just like look at pictures of yourself? Cute. Okay, you have
look
to
at
stop.
That. Come on, look at that.
That's cute.
Is it?
Yeah.
There you go, if you're watching the video.
Okay, you have to stop, though.
Look
now.
At that. Look at my hair, how thick my hair
you
is.
You have to stop.
I look debonair.
Debonair, you're 13.
No, that's not 13.
Rich, you have to stop.
I, you know what I look down. Like in that?
Shut it
I
down.
I look like a movie star. I look like Shut Clark Gable.
You're 13 and you have a weird smile, okay?
Oh, my shit looks good.
Okay. Frame that picture and give it to me for Mother's Day. Oh, yeah, okay. That's a really good present.
I'll do that.
The only presents you ever liked giving me are the ones you also gave yourself. Right?
Oh. Are you crazy? Look, I don't want to get into presents again. You know I get good presents.
I don't want a present from you. I'm telling you what I want.
All right.
I want you to be in a good mood once in a while.
Oh, I've been in a good mood, but since this, you don't know what it's like. I never got headaches in my life. Stomach aches, but a fucking headache.
Since I've known you, there's always been an ailment. And now Raina has the same thing, where every single day she's like, my ankle, my that. It's like, constant. Rich, you've never woken up one day in your life and been like, hey, I have no ailments.
Yeah, Yes.
The headache since we've been married?
Yes.
Since we've been married?
Yes.
God, what kind of...
I've never known you to not have that? An ailment. But every time I've ever said, like, how do you feel? You will tell me some ailment.
Mm-mm.
How do you feel? Fine, except for this headache. Fine, except for my stomach. Fine, except for I'm shitting so much or whatever.
I never shit too much. You can never shit enough.
What? Yesterday you told me...
What?
Well, you can't shit at night.
No, I said you're not supposed to. You did it at night. I go, who does it at night? I'm not even trying to do material because I don't do this kind of material.
Whatever.
You wake up in the morning. You have a coffee and you go to the bathroom, start your day. You don't wait till the nighttime to go to the bathroom. What if you're at someone's house?
I mean, I don't put any time limit on it. It's like, I just, when it happens, it happens.
What if you're at a club?
I go in the bathroom. They're made for... both things.
Ugh. Where's Bonnie? Oh, look, there. I see her shoes under the stall.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're that immature at this age?
I'm not immature.
Oh, somebody taking a poop.
Yeah.
It's a biological function. It has to happen.
Oh, okay. Do you pick your nose in public?
I'm not shitting in public either. I'm in a bathroom. Do I pick my nose in the bathroom? Of course I do.
Yeah, you're probably sitting on the toilet and pick your nose and go to the bathroom at the same time.
Oh, painting a real nice picture of me.
All right. So what do you want for Mother's Day? Besides a massage.
Or?
What do you want to have for dinner? I'll order us a nice dinner.
Okay. Sushi.
No, not on Sunday.
See? This is a hilarious
You said you're
thing.
The one who said not to get it on Sunday.
It's I get vegetarian sushi. It doesn't matter to me.
And that's not
every time I ever ask for anything. On my birthday, remember I wanted the that Vietnamese food and you were like, no.
No, that's not true. We got it.
We ended up getting it because I had to yell at you though. What do you want to get me for Mother's Day?
What do I want to get
for dinner? What do you want to have on Mother's Day for dinner?
We can go to the Cheesecake Factory.
I don't want
to
go out.
Why? Sit outside. Let's see.
Because it's going to be busy on Mother's Day. And it's just like, they don't take reservations. You have to wait for an hour. It's like a nightmare.
Oh. Well, we could find a place.
You could order from there and then go pick it up. And bring
it home. I don't do that.
Why?
Because it's not like fun. You can't say, hey, can I have some more of this or some more of that?
You only like being in public, right? Because you get like recognized.
No, I don't want it. That bothers me. People always just come up and trying to eat. Can you sign
this?
Are you
rich, take boss?
Can we take a picture together?
No, no one ever says that.
All the time.
Do they say, where's Bonnie?
All the time.
Has that ever happened?
Yes. They yell it from the audience, your dumb name.
I know. They yell at your dumb name when I'm doing stand-up.
Your name
if
is
I
dumber.
If I say my husband, they go, Rich Foss. Or they go, Little Hands. Or they'll like say something. It's like, okay.
Is that your comeback? Okay.
Yeah, I go, all right, thank you. Well, because some people in the audience don't know, and then it's like, yeah, you have to like spend an hour explaining why somebody knows too much about your life. Maybe not an hour.
Yeah, that would be like a lot of time.
Right.
All right, this is going nowhere. Any topics you want to talk about? Because I've already brought up a lot
anytime
of topics.
Anytime I'm talking, you think it's a shitty podcast. And anytime you're talking, I think it's a shitty podcast.
Go ahead, go. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. What are some issues that you've been having lately? Besides your health, because that's...
My headache
I can't
is
take
killing
it anymore.
Me. Neither can I. This headache.
Have you taken an aspirin?
No, I took... I tried an allergy medicine, but I don't think that's working.
Didn't help?
Well, I only took it 20 minutes ago.
What about the gum?
What about it?
Well, you're chomping it so
relentlessly.
Today? Yes.
No.
It's got to be part of the... What's giving you pain?
What else is going on?
Oh my God, let's just wrap it up then.
No, this is people look forward to. I upped my price on Cameo.
Yeah, see?
And from $50 to $500. I'm not going to get any Cameos for $500.
Not with that attitude.
Oh, it's not my attitude. It's,
yeah, it is.
Well,
first of all, people on this podcast gave me $200, two different people.
Do you thank the second person?
Dr. Steve?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why'd he give you $200?
For my birthday. And then I said, are you trying to make Rich mad? And he goes, well, you can give it back if you want. I was like, just fucking around. No, I'm not giving it back. Can you believe he was like, well, you can give it back. It's like, because I listened to the podcast. I thought I'd give you $200.
Now you got to give him a birthday
present.
He goes,
don't make sure Rich doesn't get any of it or whatever. And I said, are you trying to get me in trouble with Rich Voss? Well, with Rich? And then as a joke. And then he goes, well, you can give it back if you want. What?
No, but now you got to get him a birthday present.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. He got you a birthday present.
Oh, really? Everyone that gives you something, you have to give him something back?
A birthday present, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not that other guy because he's a stranger, but you know Dr. Steve, so.
I've never met him in my
yeah,
life.
I bet you did.
I've never met him in person.
Want to bet?
$100 million.
How much you want to bet? Like
$100 million.
No, make it a real bet.
$1 million.
Make it a bet that you can cover.
$100,000.
That you can cover.
$20,000.
Keep going lower.
No.
You didn't
20,000 or nothing. Because I know I never met him.
You know for a fact.
I know for... Of course I know for... How would I...
Okay. You want to make a $100 bet, a real $100 bet?
$100,000
bet. No, 100.
Okay, $100,000 bet or nothing. You don't get to just make up the...
Yeah, because I want to get paid. Okay.
Well, then don't make the bet.
Well, I'm going to win the bet because I know you met him.
No, I didn't meet him.
$100, yes or no?
$100,000. Well, if you know you won, then you should take the bet.
And where are you going to get $100,000 from?
I have it in my pocket.
You're so corny. Well, Jesus, come on.
$100,000 or no bet?
$10,000.
$100,000 or no bet.
Okay. Then when are you going to pay me if you lose?
Well, if you how lose. Would I lose? I've never met the guy.
At Opie's wedding.
I never met him.
At Opie's wedding, you did. I remember all of us standing there. So,
well, good thing you didn't make the bet then.
So you owe me $100,000.
I never knowingly met him.
Now you can't go knowingly in it.
I don't owe you. You never shook on it. You wouldn't fucking shake on it.
You're such a Welch.
Yeah, I'm not a Welch. You didn't make the bet.
You're like Welch.
You didn't make the bet.
Whatever.
Okay. You always act like, oh, I should remember every single fucking person at Opie's wedding. How would I remember anybody?
Well, don't get mad at you lost the bet now.
I didn't lose the bet. You didn't make the bet. And I still maintain I didn't meet him. He might have been there.
I remember all four of
us. Oh, somebody formally introduced us?
Yes.
Well, how do you prove that?
How do I prove that?
Yeah. I'd like to see some proof.
You want to see proof?
Yeah. Is there a picture of us shaking hands?
What about if he says he met you at the wedding? Is that proof?
I'm sure you guys are going to split the $100,000.
What's that?
You probably call him up. Listen, I'll give you $500,000.
That's half of $100,000? $500,000?
$50,000.
Oh, God, you're the dumbest. God.
Well...
You want half of that $100,000, $3 million? Huh?
I'm just saying you'll probably give him more just to be right.
Oh, God. Well, you got to buy him a birthday present now. So find out when his birthday is. I mean, don't send him 200 back. He's still got to make profit. So
You're grossing me out.
That's grossing you out?
Everything about you.
Yeah, going to the bathroom and picking your nose isn't gross?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I take a picture and show you that? No, you fucking imagined that in your own fucking head. I'm not in charge of your thoughts.
Do you have to curse so much? Is that what you do? You curse when... You know who people who curse?
What?
That
have cunt a, face? What? Tell
people,
us.
People that have a bad vocabulary and can't think of the right words to say, so they curse. So go ahead, keep cursing.
Shut the fuck up, you fucking... piece of shit, dickwad.
Dickwad.
I swear, like I'm like ESL.
Who?
Oh my God! You know what? You got a bad vocabulary.
ESL. Who the fuck is ESL?
English is a second language.
Oh. Oh, what are you doing? IMs to me now. Huh?
What? IMs?
Instant messaging.
Where's that from?
IM, when you send somebody...
Isn't it a DM?
That's a direct message.
What's the difference?
Nothing. One's direct, one's instant. IM or DM. I like IM.
Of course, because you're a narcissist.
That's your... Come on, what do you got to talk about? People are listening and they go, why are we listening to this? They're not saying anything. They're not telling us anything.
That's not why. What, you think they're listening to us for information?
Yeah, about comedy or comedy.
Oh, really? No, they're not. I bet people hate when we talk about comedy. I bet that's the least. Like, if they were like, what, number one, they want to fight. Number two.
I don't. Go ahead.
They want me to win an argument, which never happens. Number three.
What do you mean never happens? You win arguments because you just bully your way through them.
Oh, it's like, I mean, how do you characterize winning an argument? It'd be like me winning an argument against this wall. No, doesn't happen.
Oh, I wore a gray shirt with a gray wall behind us. That's stupid.
Ooh.
What?
Rich.
What?
You just drip. Like, what? Can't you feel... Your mouth, like when you're at the dentist and it's like...
I went yesterday.
You know, they got a thing in there. They go, and they suck all the liquid out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Don't you feel your mouth like, oh, I need that thing? Or no, you just let it like... It's like, fuck, it's like a, I don't know what.
Like a fountainette in front of Anthony's.
Yes, it just like fills up and then starts dribbling over. You're like, oh, what's
You see Norton dyed his hair blonde?
No, I don't follow Norton's everyday antics. Sorry. Yep.
My butt cheek, my butt bone, my sciatica is starting to hurt from sitting. Let's wrap this up.
He can't stand, but he also can't sit, and his head hurts too. What's he gonna do? It's Richard Voss.
Oh, your time's up. Time's up.
Shut.
Look at that. I got an IM.
All right. Let's wrap it up then.
All right. So this week I'll be in Kansas City, Missouri at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. I think that's what it's called. They should give it a name. But the Comedy Club of Kansas City. Next week I'll be at the McHenry Theater and the Red Bank Count Basie Theater. That's next week. McHenry Theater on Friday, Count Basie on Saturday. Go to richvoss.com for all of my club dates. Follow me on Twitter, Cameo500.
Okay, guys, can I go now?
You're up. No, you got a lot of reads.
Well, I got, first of all, Austin, Texas, The Creek in the Cave.
Oh, that's
going to
be good.
Week of May 20th. I don't know what whatever the dates are around
there. You already booked your flight?
My flight is booked.
First class?
No, it's too expensive.
I know, it's crazy.
Sad.
You get emergency exit window seat?
Okay, I don't know. Please. I'm flying with Raina.
Oh, you're going to have a good time.
All right, thank you, everyone.
Wait.
And we do the reads after. Say goodbye.
Oh, say goodbye and then do the reads. And then we all right, bye. Okay,
bye.
So we're done.
My Wife Hates Me was created and hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane, produced by John Baldwin. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com.
It's really true that somewhere deep down, she loves him too.